Good morning.
Good morning, Mama.
All right, this morning we are going to solve some riddles. Do you know what a riddle is?
Yes.
It's sort of like a joke. Like it can make you laugh, but the real point of a riddle is to make you think about something differently than you've ever thought about it before. So let's go ahead and get started. I'm going to tell you the riddle, Ruthie, and give you some hints about something. And you're going to have to figure out what it is that I'm talking about. All right, number one. I have hands, but I cannot clap. Who am I? Give up?
No.
Okay, a clock.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready for number two? You can catch me, but you can't throw me. I'll give you a hint. Achoo!
A sneeze?
A cold. Get it? You can catch a cold, but you can't throw a cold. Alright, here's another one.
Good one, Mama. Good one.
Alright, I come down, but I never go up. Who am I?
Fruit that comes down a tree.
That's a very good answer.
What is it?
The rain. I come down, but I never go up.
Wait, yes it does. When it evaporates.
You're right. All right. All right. I am a ball that can be rolled, but never bounced or thrown. Who am I?
A soccer ball.
You can bounce or throw a soccer ball.
Yeah.
When a soccer ball goes out of bounds, you throw it back in. Usually. Think about something on a type of something on your face. An eyeball. Yeah. Alright, last one. You can fill me up with hot or cold. Put anything in me and I'll make sure I'll hold. Who am I?
What is it?
A cup.
Oh.
Fill it up.
Yeah, that's okay. I thought that for a while. But I thought that was losing them.
All right, that was fun, wasn't it? Okay, so these riddles made you think about ordinary things, like a cup, the rain, an eyeball. They made you think about those things differently than you ever have before, right?
Yeah.
All right, so in today's sermon, we're going to hear about Matthew chapter 16, where Jesus asked his disciples, "Who am I?" So tell me, Ruthie, what would you say if Jesus came up to you and said, "Ruthie, who do you think I am?" What would you say? The Messiah. Okay. What else would you say?
God.
Okay, it's a really big question. They could have lots of different answers.
Really, what? Oh, like a thousand.
Yep, so let's think about different ways that we could answer that question. So, God is someone that we can worship by singing and right now listening to church instead of going to church. He's someone that we can give thanks for, like before we
pray
eat our
to.
Meals. Mm-hmm. And pray to, exactly. He's someone that we could also pray to and ask for what? Like if we're scared about a thunderstorm or scared of our first day of school.
Comfort.
Exactly. And what do we do at Christmas time and Easter?
Celebrate.
We celebrate. Yep, so we can celebrate Jesus. He's so many things. And it's important that we understand, or at least try to understand, all the many ways that he loves us and cares for us. The more we know about Jesus, and the more we stretch our brains to think about Jesus in ways that we never have before, the more time we spend with him in prayer, the more we read our Bible and learn about him, the more we will understand how much he loves us and why he died on the cross to save us from all that we've done wrong. All right, so let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for being so many different things. Thank you for being a comforter when we feel strange. Thank you for being a protector when we feel scared. Thank you for being loving when we don't feel loved. Thank you for being a provider when we feel like we don't have what we need. Help us to look towards you in all that we do and want to know you better and better each day. It will help us understand how much you love us. In Jesus' name, amen.